Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
In this story, we hear about a ghost house located near a graveyard that local legend says will appear and disappear depending on the day and who is around at the time. Why and how a ghost building is able to do this baffles us more than most of the stories we share that involve beings who once walked or did not walk the earth. Linda shares her experience. I've been an EPP at ghostpodcast.com for a year now, and I'm going on my second year this week. I absolutely love your show. I have my daughter, Natalie, to thank for that. She's the one who told me about your podcast, and I'm so glad she did. I just surprised her with an EPP gift subscription, and she can catch up on all the episodes. My daughter was listening to one of the very early EPP episodes, perhaps one of the first 10, when she heard you speak of a disappearing house in an infamous cemetery. I can certainly fill you in on both. This cemetery is located in a suburb of Chicago. The graves here date back to the mid-1800s. Sadly, many of these graves have been desecrated by the populace who frequent the cemetery. The sheriff's police patrol the area inside and out once dusk has fallen, and the cemetery is closed to everyone at dusk. Supposedly, law enforcement has found signs of devil worship going on, along with wire strung between two trees. The obvious reason for this wire is to hurt someone, or worse yet, decapitate anyone who has been scared shitless by one of the pranksters and is running away. I'm assuming this occurs at night when somehow these evil people sneak in without being seen by the police. I know if they're caught in there after dusk, they will be arrested. This cemetery was featured on a ghost TV series, which was pretty true to fact. There was a photo taken by a young lady in the graveyard of a ghostly woman dubbed the Madonna, sitting on a gravestone looking towards the ground. This picture was taken with infrared film back in 1991, I believe, with an automatic advanced 35mm camera. There was no way for her to doctor the film, and she has the original negative. The picture and negative were verified as genuine by a well-known photo expert. I believe you can Google this and see the actual photo. It's amazing. I've been to this cemetery quite a few times with a friend of mine who, like me, loves anything paranormal. While we were there, her ghost meter went off 3 separate times. It was just her and me in there at the time. Was this a spirit? We didn't know. Maybe the spirits were upset at the vandalism and criminal activity that's been going on at their final resting place, and they're restless. We didn't see any wire between the trees, but we also didn't venture off the path too much because the brush is very thick. Perhaps the activity happens off the path And if you're just looking for a haunted place to walk, and you're not aware of the dangers beyond all the trees and bushes, you may encounter these jerks. Any normal person would not expect to be running out of the woods and right into a wire. As for the disappearing house, I have seen it, although it was not actually in the cemetery. Back in maybe 1973, I was with my boyfriend and another couple when we decided to find this haunted graveyard. I had an idea of where it was, but I'd never been there. We drove for a few minutes and turned down the road we thought was the way into the area. The weird thing about the road was that it was so narrow, like a bridle path for horses. There were tall trees on each side of the narrow road, and it was very desolate. The sun had just about gone down at this time. We were about to start backing up the car to get back on the main road when this house appeared to the left, as if out of nowhere. We all saw it and thought it was a strange place for a house being hidden in all the huge trees on such a tiny road. It was a Victorian-type farmhouse with two stories and a wraparound front porch. There were amber glows from lamps in the windows, which had sheer shades or sheer curtains on them. It was beautiful. We all sat there for a moment, staring at this house that had just suddenly appeared. I'm sure we would have seen it as we were coming up that little road, but it wasn't there until the last second. We backed out onto the main road and eventually found the cemetery. I truly don't think we walked inside the graveyard at this time because it was getting dark and we knew there were probably other people in there that would scare the hell out of us. I don't know if any of the awful stuff was going on in there back then, but I knew a lot of the teenagers hung out in there. Apparently, earlier in our journey, we had made a wrong turn. When we were on that narrow road with the big house, we'd been a little less than a half mile from the cemetery. We must have been intrigued so much by that house that we wanted to see it again on the way home, so we drove down the road that we thought we had been on earlier when we were looking for the cemetery. We drove up and down this path, looking for that narrow little road that would lead us to the house. We found nothing. Not only did the house disappear, but so did the road that would have got us there. I can remember this event like it happened last week. It was such a vivid memory. The stories I've heard about this mysterious house say that it had been seen inside the actual cemetery. I can honestly say, even back then, there would have been no place in that cemetery where a house would fit in. Maybe because of the proximity to the cemetery, people believe that the house is inside the burial grounds, when in reality, it's about a half mile northwest of it. But that road is gone, along with the house. I hope you enjoyed my story. I have several more that I'll write in. I love your show.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.